Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with another segment of the Triple E's, and this is part two of a two-part segment with, like I said, the queen of daytime news, Miss Tamani Woolley. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me back for a second time.
Well, look, we could not just get all that great stuff in with one segment. So I said we had to get you back in studio. So I'm going to dig right back in
right,
with my very white voice.
Yes,
the deep voice.
The deep voice.
Let's talk about some personal stuff. Your favorite teacher and why?
My favorite teacher has to be my fifth grade teacher, homeroom teacher, Mr. Talanka. He gave us popcorn parties every Friday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he would wear clogs.
Popcorn parties.
Which was, back in the day, pretty avant-garde, you know? So I remember that, those popcorn parties.
Mm-hmm. Is he still living today? And have you, you know, would you know how to reach out to him? Does he know what you're doing?
I don't know
currently?
How to reach out to him, which is unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I do keep in touch with some of my high school teachers, which I appreciate. And but I do tell everybody, stay in touch with your teachers. And if you can, go back and let them know how much you appreciate them. And to all you teachers, a big shout out to you.
Right.
I mean, God bless. You guys have a
they do the
job.
Hard
they
work.
Do, you do the hard work.
They do the hard work. They are, like I said, the keepers of the gate, you know, that really defines our future and where the world and society is going to go. Because some of my teachers have made such a big, big influence on me and my life, you know.
Yeah, and I had an eighth grade teacher, Mrs. Ramsher, who was great. And she actually, we were in the same sorority, Delta Sigma Theta. And she pinned me. I'm telling you, stay in touch with the teacher. She she pinned me for the sorority. She passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I kept in touch with her, and that was a special moment.
Okay. Now, I understand you're an avid reader.
Yes.
So, your last book you read.
I am currently reading Michelle Obama's autobiography.
Ooh, knock it out of the park.
And I'm
great
also
book.
Reading The Truth About Men by Devon Franklin.
Okay.
Great book. And okay. You will always find me with a romance novel in my purse. And I am not ashamed of anybody.
Helpless romantic.
I'm a helpless romantic.
Okay.
Always. Nora Roberts, all that good stuff.
Okay. Growing up, give me your favorite TV program. Growing up,
my favorite TV
program and series. We all had one, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I watch way too much TV.
Right.
So when I was a kid, I'd rather get spanked than, and I know you can't spank them, but I was like, instead of taking my TV away, I was like, please. Okay, so that's a whole other conversation. I don't know. I had so many. I could still sit down.
Give me three of your
I could still sit
TV.
Down and watch Saved by the Bell. Like,
ooh.
It just came on today.
Okay.
I really can. I can do the same thing with The Facts of Life.
Okay.
And
the two you just named, I had the pleasure to have the Honorable Judge Tanika Frost on the show, and she named those two shows growing up. Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell and The Facts of Life.
Yes, as her favorite shows growing up. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Wow.
And I watch Wonder Woman reruns.
Okay.
She's my favorite superhero, so that Linda Carter is the best ever.
Okay. So how did your parents inspire you? In what way?
You know what I love about my parents is they made it a point to expose me to a lot of things. And I think that really helps me with what I do now with Spectrum News.
Mm-hmm.
I was never allowed to say I didn't like something before I tried it.
Okay.
Whether it was food or an activity. My mother was...
So they opened your mind
They opened
to
my mind to a lot of
possibilities.
And I think that's so important, parents, that you just exposure. And here in the Capital Region, there's so many free things that you can expose your kids to. Watch Weekend Buzz on Spectrum News. I'm telling you.
Hint, Weekend Buzz. And guess who's... Right.
Hosting it.
Yep.
But also the public libraries here have incredible free programs. I mean, they're a treasure up here, the public libraries.
They are. Yeah. The museums. Yeah.
The museums. I mean, they all have different, you know, events going on. We just did a segment with the three actresses who play the Schuyler sisters.
Oh, yes.
They toured the Albany Institute of History and Art.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a fantastic Hamilton exhibit up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anything I can say to parents is that please expose your kids to opera, to the symphony, to movies, to
in traveling,
to
always
plays,
traveling
to
is
travel.
A great way
my
to
dad traveled
your,
all the time.
Right.
I try to use
educate
my passport every year.
Oh, great.
You know?
Speaking of this area, I tell people we are nestled right in the heart of the Catskills, the Berkshires, and the Adirondacks. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a great place to live. We're 2.5 hours from Canada, all right? 2.5, 3 hours from New York, all right?
Boston.
So it's a great, great area. And people, you know, just don't realize when we tell them all the events and how close we are to three major cities.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and that's why I always love growing up here, even though originally I'm from L.A.
Nice. Look at you.
Lower Albany.
La la.
See, you didn't get my joke, Tamati, LA.
I got it.
Keep
You're
my
funny.
Day job, right?
You're funny. But listen, there's a free show going on right now in Washington Park with Newsies. There's free park at the free shows at the amphitheater in Schenectady.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's there for you. You just have to make a point to find out where it is.
Right. So now, I understand you're a PK kid.
I am.
Yeah. What was it like growing up a PK kid?
It was great.
Those of you who don't know, preacher kid.
I'm a preacher's kid. Yeah, my mom's a pastor. Mm-hmm. And she's amazing. I wouldn't be where I am today. I will profess until the day I'm in the grave, the power of a praying mother is like nothing you will ever combat. I mean, the power of a praying
still,
mother.
And they're still praying for us each and every day.
Yeah.
We don't realize some of the pitfalls and storms that we have avoided because our parents have prayed for it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And my mom's
pretty
awesome.
You don't even see the storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank gosh for her. She got me through some difficult times. I was in the city during 9/11. And,
That must have been really challenging.
It was traumatizing.
And,
you know, my heart goes out to everyone who was affected by those events.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad they just reached a great settlement.
Absolutely.
Even though all the money in the world cannot take and give back what a lot of them have lost.
Correct.
You know, the sickness, the illness, and some even, you know, blood and treasure.
Right.
But, you know, at least.
But those first responders
some.
Are so great. And so many of
true
them.
True heroes.
The true heroes. They really are. They do the tough work. Mm-hmm. You know, they said they would go back. I had, you know, the privilege, and it really was a privilege to speak to a lot of them doing interviews after that time. And they would go back, even now battling their sickness, because they love their country and they believe what they did. And they're a band of brothers. So, but my mom is awesome. So shout out to Carol Sessoms Hopkins.
Okay, Reverend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. Well, I always tell people I'm a PK kid, too. Project kid.
You're funny, Posh. You're so funny.
Tip your waiter, folks. I'll be in the area all week.
He'll
try
be at the
meal.
Funny Bone this weekend.
There you go. And she is going to open up for me. Right, Miss Lily. Okay, so tell me this. Give me a little bit about the family history, because we all have favorite family members who are colorful. So give me your favorite aunt or uncle growing up that was really colorful, you know, that, you know, showed up to cookouts. You know, we always have one, like an Uncle Nuck Nuck or Aunt Cookie, you know.
I would say, you know, not so much an aunt or uncle, although I do have my uncle Ernie, my granduncle Ernie, who just turned 90 in March. Shout
Bless
out to
his
him.
Heart twice.
Still living in
still
his own house.
Wow.
Yep. Huge. Still cooks. Still does everything. But I would say my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, Kelowna, was the most colorful. She was
and where
a
did she
hot
come from?
Mess.
What, South or what?
South Virginia.
Okay.
Great old Southern,
Southern
you know,
girl.
Southern grandma could cook. I mean, my goodness, she could smother a pork chop that would make you just want
to and cook. They so, back then they cooked everything with one skillet.
Yeah,
from cornbread to the
iron.
Chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, that cast iron. Yep. And I remember my grandmom. She used to always say, "Boy, go in there and fix me a sandwich." Not a sandwich. It was a sandwich.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know what a sandwich was until I started grade school.
I know.
You know, I'm in grade school and I says, "Can I have a sandwich?" And the lady says, "No, we don't have sandwiches. We have sandwiches." But that was just that Southern flavor.
Yeah, that Southern flavor. And she made a peach cobbler and a banana pudding, too, that would just make you like,
oh, my goodness. Sing. Yes. So, all right, tell me this, then. What words of empowerment / inspiration would you give that little girl of color that's looking at you and doubting her ability but says, "I would love to be like you. How do I get there?" And you know, just being 100 with her, because you know your journey didn't come easy.
No.
You know, you had a lot of ups and downs. What would you say to her?
I would tell her to, but first you have to believe in yourself. It sounds trite, but it's true. You need to surround yourself with positive people, because you will only go as high as those you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to surround yourself with words of encouragement. If you come to my home, even at my desk at work, you will see words of affirmation. everywhere,
right.
Because you have to constantly feed yourself with positivity, because absolutely. There are always going to be people out there who are going to be quick to tell you what you can't do, but you have to be rooted in the truth of what you can do and know whose you are,
right.
Because when you know who you belong to, nothing can stop you. When you know that you have a divine path set ahead of you, keep going, and do not underestimate the power of an education.
Yes, there you go. Right, right. The power of an education. So where do you see Tamani in 3 to 5 years? Because I see so much shine on your star. You know, the possibilities are limitless.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? The truth is, I don't know. I'm open, and I think that's something that people need to do. Keep your heart open and just be, like you said, your gifts will make room for you.
Right.
So you just have...
And you will be amongst greatness.
And you'll be amongst greatness.
Yes.
So I'm open to see what the future holds. For now, I'm really grateful. Being here in the Capital Region, really grateful for Spectrum News.
And we are so grateful to have you.
I love the community. I love what I get to do. I love the art scene around here. I'm going to see Hamilton. Hamilton. Ooh. Hamilton.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, we'll see. But the future is bright. That's all I know.
Well, I'll just say this. You are now family, okay? You are part of the WOOC 105.3 FM family. So don't be a stranger. Come back. We wish nothing but the best for you. I'll end again by saying God's gift to us is life. What we do in our life is our gift to God. You have a gift. You know, you keep on giving it, because you are just a true, true ray of sunshine. So I thank you.
Thank you, Bosh. Right. You're amazing. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Capital Region, for welcoming me.
Shout out to our engineer, D. We were so excited, both of us, to have you here.
Yes.
Yeah. And she says, oh, my God. You know, when I showed her the picture and your little bio, she says, I can't wait. So once again, we thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Until next time, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. As I always close out, a tribute to my mom. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.